Thank you for calling Omeg's Help. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, I wanted to put a current credit card on my subscription, and I don't think I've been able to do that. I've tried through my internet connection, and so I decided to just call and see if you could help with that.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if we can get the order pulled up here. What would be the first and last name on the account?
First name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. Last name is Neil Richard, N as in Nancy, E-E, echo, echo, L, and then hyphen Richard.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Okay, looks like I do have you here. And then just for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
Sure. It's 560 Lake Drive, Guilford, Connecticut, 06437.
Okay, thank you again for that. Okay, let's see here. So I do see, okay, this is an online order, it looks like. So let's pull up that order. Okay, so let's see. And this would have been for the cognitive boost, for boosting the memory focused and energy?
No. I did order that. But this is just is for the regular Omax. I haven't received the cognitive boost. That's a brand new thing I'm going to try. But my Omax order has been there for a long, long time.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Do you call that something different than Omax?
Yeah. The Omax, of course, is the company. So everything is going to have Omax on it. But we have the Omega 3 is what you're referring to? Is that could
that's
be the Ultra
the
Pure?
One. That's okay. The one. Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Sorry, I just called it on Max.
No problem. On this one, that's going to be for the cognitive boost. That was the online where you placed it online. So we may have an order here with us for the other, for the Ultra Pure. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. You should.
Okay, let's see if we can find that. Okay, there is, let me see here. It's a separate order, but I think this is an old.
Excuse me, would you hold on just a second?
Yes, ma'am.
What? Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I'm showing here I have another product or another account pulled up that it is or it was for the Ultra Pure, for the Omega-3s. However, this last order was 2017 on this account.
No, I just got it yesterday. That's weird. That's just weird.
Yeah,
let me open the box. I haven't opened it because I just got it yesterday afternoon. But I can... Now, what is... that. Oh, I wonder if that's the cognitive thing.
Yeah, that was the last one ordered. So that would have been the one that I would have assumed been delivered.
dust. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, this is just, yeah, this one little packet. Okay, so what's the Omax Omega 3? You don't have anything there. I just got something in my email that said, this is hard because I'm hearing my own voice echoing back.
How are you? Let's see, babe.
Yeah.
Is that any better?
I'll see. Yes, that is better. I can hear you fine, and I can't hear myself being echoed, so that's good.
Okay, good.
I got an email saying that the cost is $176, and I don't remember how many months it's for. And then it said, but please update your credit card. The one we have ends in 8065 or some version of that. Mm-hmm. And I have changed that credit card. It was lost. So that's not anything to do with the cognitive one that I just opened.
No, ma'am.
This should be in there.
Right. I'm assuming here, because we do have the older account for you there, which was, like I said, the last order for that says is 2017 for the Ultra Pure. However, with the Ultra Pure subscriptions, for the anyone that's on a subscription or anyone that's wanting to place a new order, currently we're on back order for both versions of the Omega-3s, which would be the Ultra Pure and our Pro Strength versions. And we have been out of stock for about 2 months now. On a back order there. This month, just recently, within I would say the last probably 2.5 weeks, the customers that have been on a subscription have started to get affected by this and not receiving their shipments. But up until then, everyone that was on a subscription was still getting those regularly. We just couldn't place any new orders in that time frame. But now it's where, you know, we can't place any new orders, and the customers on subscription aren't getting those either. But we're hoping to be back in stock sometimes at the beginning of next month, October. So hopefully once we're back in stock, we'll be able to start taking orders again.
Okay. I went to get my box. It's the Ultra Pure.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, both our Ultra Pure and our Pro Strength are both the ones that are out of stock.
Okay. Well, I've got one more box left of my Ultra Pure. So
okay.
Does that mean I won't be charged until the supply is available?
Well, that means what would happen is you wouldn't be able to place that order until we're available or until we're in stock. So we have an information sheet. What I can do is put your name, your phone number, your email address, just some contact info down here for you. And then we submit that up to our management. And then what's going on is, as soon as we're back in stock, we're all getting these sheets. We're all calling everyone that has been interested in placing the orders in the last 2 months. And if you want to place the order on that date, we'll be able to place it then whenever we call you for that, or email you. Either way, we'll be letting you know we're back in stock. And if you want to place that order, we'll place it for you.
Okay. Can you check and see what credit card was used for the Omax Cognitive Boost?
Let me see. That is that online order. I don't usually have access to the online accounts as much as accounts that we create here on our side. Because you actually create your online account, you should be able to sign in there and see that information. It's not letting me here. All I can see is your order.
For this, for the cognitive boost, or
yes,
the
ma'am.
One from 2017, both of those.
Right. The cognitive boost is an online order, so all I can see is that it is the cognitive boost. That's about it, and the tracking number. For your account 2017, I can get any information you need from that account because we created it here.
That's just bizarre, because I've been getting the the omega-3 ever since 2017, nonstop. That is just so...
Is it under a different name or a different email address, do you think,
no.
maybe? With the...
Nope. I've just changed my email address in the last 3 weeks, but I'm still getting my AOL mail while it's transferring over.
Yeah. Well, this one here didn't even have the first one that I clicked on for 2017, didn't even have an email address attached for you. Let me pull up the other one again to see. You may have had just an online order and that order on the same one. No, nope, it's just the shot, just the online order for that one.
And if it's not an online order, what's the alternative? Because I've only done an online order.
It would be through us, customer service. When you call in, and we can place an order for you here. Mm-hmm.
I have never done that. That is really bizarre. Oh, well, it's not going to be solved right now. What I need to know is whether you folks contact me when you do have a supply. Is that something we can
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
with?
Like I said, I have the information sheet here. I've got your name already. I've got your email address, which was the one on the account here. And then also we have...
Let's update the email address. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But
okay, sure, no problem. What I've got is JNEELRichard16@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my new one.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one for the cognitive boost. Like I said, that one, the old one,
yeah,
I didn't
okay.
have an email address for at all. So this is the only email address we have for you.
Okay. Yep. Then I put it on the current credit card, my new credit card. So good.
Okay. All right, so I've got that. I've got first and last name and then the phone number that you called in today. That's going to be the good contact number for you as well.
Yeah, that's
okay,
my cell phone.
That's what we have here on the account as well. Okay, good deal.
Okay.
But usually they do, email is usually the first method of contacting the customers there. As soon as we're back in stock, they're going to email, just shooting out a mass email there to everyone, letting them know we're back in stock.
Yeah.
If you want to place the order, then we'll be able to place that for you.
What are people doing if they're like me and I've been taking this product for several years, what do people do when it's not there?
Well, like I said, for the customers that have been on subscriptions, those that are used to taking those regularly, they haven't really been effective up until the last couple of weeks, which most customers are kind of, you know, still have some supply left over from their last shipment. So they're really not quite affected yet. And that's what we're trying to hope to get back in stock to where we can, you know, go ahead and get that next shipment out there before those customers run out. But I would say the alternative, if you have to, would be to maybe see if you could just find some, you know, go to your local pharmacy and see if you could find some fish oil or some, you know, omega-3s that would be kind of complimentary. Take your box with you, maybe see if you can get some ingredients. Of course, they're not going to be, you know, exactly the same there or the same milligram dosage that we have, but there'll be, you know, something to at least kind of keep you, you know,
that's a good idea
ready.
To take the box in. That's
yes,
a
ma'am.
Really good idea. All right. We'll proceed.
Okay, good deal. Well, hopefully, like I said, you'll be getting that email soon there, Ms. Richard. Was there anything else I could help you with today?
No, that's all. And
good deal.
Just to be sure that my name's in there correctly, my whole last name starts with the N.
Neil Richard.
Neil Richard. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Being very polite by saying Miss Richard, but that won't find me in a list.
Yes, ma'am, but we do have Neil Richard.
Saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's my fault. I'm sorry. I just tried to shorten it for my own purposes. It is Neil Richardson here, or Neil Richard here, though.
Yeah, Neil Richard. Exactly. I've been lost many times in lists, so it's good to know I won't be lost there.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you again for calling GoMax Health. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too. Appreciate
thank
your help.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.